Okay, gentlemen, Simon Mim Hey, Omrim Pashatom Suki Korban Shabbos Omrim Pashatomit. That's an interesting halacha, Rabbi Yisai. And we are starting with the words of the Ramah, who is starting before Sif Aleph. It's interesting, we don't find that so. It's quite rare. Look, the Ramah comes before Sif Aleph. Look, the Ramah comes before Sif Aleph. It's very interesting that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you notice? It's interesting. We don't find it. Can you see Simon Meches? Omrim Pasha Tomit. And then the Ramah Hago always means the words of the Ramah. He in often in Rashi's writing, depending on the additions of the Mishnah Berurah you've got, Shulchan Aruch you've got. So he's added his comment, his addition before Sif Aleph. So shet as follows: Omrim Pasha Tomit. There's a requirement to say Pashas Atomit. So now Rabbi said, where are we up to? We've said all the Birkas HaShachar now. We've said all the Birkas HaShachar and the Birkas HaTorah we've spoken about. Now we're going to what comes afterwards? The Ramah says, we say, yeah. We've spoken about Shema Yisrael as well. And now comes the Kabbonos. Kabbonos. So Omrim Pashas Atomit. That's called Pashas Atomit. That's what we say. Ve'ish Omrim Seder Maracha. Ribbono Olamim. Ato Tzivisonu. Ve'im Eifshar Le'Omrim B'Tzibur. If you're unable to say it with a Tzibur, Yochel Omrim B'Veis. You can say it at home before coming to Shul. Ve'lachzor Pashas Atomit. Ve'lachzor Pashas Atomit Levad. Im Tzibur. The only thing that really ideally should say with a Tzibur is Pashas Atomit. Second time round, if you say it second time round, you should say it with an intention of Kikoyer Batoira. Interesting. Look at this interesting addition now. It says, people who are careful with their mitzvahs, what do they do? They have a general, not only Pashas Atomit, generally, when they learn Torah, they have a custom to Lisnoinea when they learn Torah. Why? What do they do? Not go listen now. What does it mean, listen now?
Wave themselves about?
No, listen now means to. No! Listen now. Yeah, that's right. I know what it. That's right, to shuckle, to wave themselves around. That's right. Yeah. So we're not going to make that game, listen now. Because you're going to Torah, there's a universal custom to shuckle when you learn Torah. Dugma, why? That's what people do. Why? Dugma is a Torah shenit amereses. Because Torah has been given with a trembling. So that's why we tremble when we learn Torah. It's a bit like trembling. V'chein b'shal shem ispaladim. Similar also when we daven. Isn't that interesting? There's also a custom to shokel when we daven. Why? Al shem, because the Pasuk says, kol atzmoisai toimano. Because it says in the Pasuk, kol atzmoisai, all my bones toimano should speak Hashem mikomecha. They should.
I never knew that was
the reason. Yeah. So some say that that's true. So there is a bit of a historical suggestion that they say that it is true that people didn't have sidurim, chumashim, gemaras as we have nowadays. So what happens if you share a gemara with your? There's not so many printed editions. What happens when you share with somebody? Well, the simple way is to just slap and take, right? That's one option. But the most civilized way is you're saying a word, I'm saying a word, and like this. Automatically, if you do that long enough, you're going to end up chuckling. So that's what the historical, it's true, some people say that. But, well, we've got the Ramah. The Ramah says that the reason why you didn't chuckle is because of, in learning, Rabbi Yisai, because of, the learning comes from the Torah was given bereses with the trembling. When the Torah was given, Kabbalah Satorah was a unique event, a powerful event, and it was done with the reses and with trembling. And similarly, also in learning, it's Kolatz Moshe Tomar Hashem Kamechom. I want to add. Okay, we're going to get to the Mishnah Berurah shortly. But before we get to this part of the Mo, I want to just look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Aleph. So why is it that we say the Psukim relating to the Kabbonis? Why do we say that? Why do we say the Pesukim relating to Kabbonis? Absolutely. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nala, V'im Koim Kabbonis Kabbon Tomit, Shekein Kiblu Chazal, Shebizman She'em Beis HaMikdosh Kaim, Chazal had a tradition that when the Beis HaMikdosh is not standing, V'en Yechoim Na'akiv Kabbonis, if we're unable to literally sacrifice Kabbonis, Misha Oisik, by whoever learns and is Oisik, is busy with the Kabbonis, Rupasha is saying, and with a relevant psukim, it's as if he actually, it's as if he actually put the kabbana. So if you don't actually bring a carbon, second best is to say, to speak about it, to be busy. So it's second best. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that much better if you can. Of course, if you can, it's even better than just to say it. Even better to learn it. Even better to learn it. That's what he says. But if a person is unable to, then just saying it is also very, very good. Now, if I'm skipping a few lines and I'm going to a controversial part. Some have a minute to say it, some not. You say, "Tirotzen b'fanecha shtei amiras v'chashuv u'mekubalas mo'ser fin keilu ikam n'korban atomet." Do you say it? You don't say it. Some do, some don't. I can see in the art school over here, in the Loshna Kodesh art school, it says Yesh Medalgin Tfilazu. Some do say, some don't say.
You don't say
Tachanun. Yeah. So, you say it's got to do with Tachanun. So, I'll tell you what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, so you do, you don't. So Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Kozav b'Megod, Imash Kozav b'Sidurim Menuschi Yirotzen Kilu Kavnut Korban Atomit. Those who have this Siddur, who actually say Yirotzen Kilu Azif Abot Atomit, Yesh Gersi Nikavti Eninochen. If you say that it's not necessarily correct nusach, ki kavti bepash chatos abaylim koi, mashen gebetomet ein yochid mikri balim. He said that you cannot say by a tomet, by carbon tomet. This is if I brought the carbon tomet. Hello, would you have brought the carbon tomet? Chatos, if need be, you brought a chatos, but a tomet you wouldn't bring as an individual. You wouldn't bring a carbon tomet. Because therefore it would be inaccurate. So some therefore refrain from saying that. Next Mishnah Berurah is about the shockling. Okay, so Sifkot Nehes, Mekishim Shoshim Ispalim, Yesh Poiskim Shechorkim Azeh, Ve'oim Divet Fila Ein Lisnanea, Rav Gepsuka De Zimra, Uvirkas Ki Hashma. Some say that you shouldn't shockle. Some say that you shouldn't shockle. Why should you not shockle? Because shockling is only the only right time to shockle is for Psukei de Zimra, but not for Shmoneh Esrei. Why? What's the argument? Shockling, Rama says, shockle, by all means. Because Torah was given the Reses. Mishnah Berurah says, no. For Shmoneh Esrei, don't. Only for Kriyat Shema, perhaps, and for Psukei de Zimra. Why?
Because
it's not Torah. Yeah, so you're right. So there's two points. One is the Torah. Torah is given the SS, but it also says that davening because of Kolatz Moshe Tomano. So why should Shmoneh Esrei not be included? The answer is, as you're saying, because you're standing in front of a king. Shol Shmoneh Esrei is based on the Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, the concept of being presentable, as if you're standing in front of royalty. You wouldn't be shuckling away in front of royalty. You wouldn't be doing that. Absolutely, yeah. Moshe Feinstein, yeah. Yeah, I know Moshe Feinstein. He would be standing still like a. Yeah, so that's not posh. Not so posh. I know it's not so posh. Yeah, but what's that?
Yeah,
and he ends up somewhere else. Yeah. Good, good question. Yeah, good question. It's a very good question. We've got a machloikas over here. Some indeed go with this Mishnah Berurah over here. Look, he says Mishnah Berurah says explicitly. You don't chuckle by Shmoneh Esrei, by Psukei de Zimra, or Birkas Ki Hashma. You don't chuckle there. And it's true, Moshe Feinstein. I saw myself. I mean, Moshe Feinstein, it's famous that he would be extremely still. He wouldn't move an inch. And he said, because that's how he stand. He said, Moshe Feinstein, I'm just remembering now. Moshe Feinstein was asked about it, and he said that he was once summoned to a, what was it? To a senior something.
He
was in Russia. In what Russia? Moshe Feinstein was summoned in front of one of the senior Russian officials, and he said that he wouldn't dare, and in fact nobody would dare move an inch there. It was so scary. The matzah there, these were people who were in charge of, you know, who've got authority to put people into, to bring people to Siberia without, you know, without a blink. And it's people wouldn't dare moving. You'd feel that fear. And he said since then, and the people wouldn't move. So he said that since then he has adapted the custom of not moving in front of Shemayin, by davening Shemayin Esser. He said they're no less than, the Bereshim is no less than that. So he had that custom of being very, very, and I must say, I saw it myself, I davened a few times, I was able to daven mincha by Rav Arnleib Steinman in Bnei Brak, and I also saw that he wouldn't move, he didn't move an inch. He was completely still for Shemayin Esser. He wouldn't move an inch. And in that way, it's where it comes from. On the other hand, people who do shokel, they've got the Ramah. It's Bereses. That's a Tamano. Hashem Yikamecha. Yeah, some people feel that it can help their Kavona. So whatever you do, just do it with the right intention. Now, what about the learning? Shmuel continues about the learning. He says, "V'lim without Torah, feel about shebal peh aminik leisnanei." When it comes to learning, people shokel a lot. That's the universal custom. And here comes the words of the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham, the Avid Kama of it. Whatever you do is good, as long as you do it with, right intention, v'hakoil lifi mashu adam. Everybody according to his personal preference. If you're more the shockling style, then keep shockling. And if you are more the less shockling style, then don't shockle. It's okay. As long as you've got kavona. The only thing which Mishnah said you shouldn't do is this one, is the one left to the right with your head. Is it that Mishnah said that's a derech gaiva? I don't know why that's called derech gaiva. Why is it called derech gaiva? He just speaks about a head. He says, "Broish hoifech pam limin, pam lesmol." Derech gaiva. Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, maybe that's the. He said that's called derech gaiva. If you do the head swing, he calls it derech gaiva. That you shouldn't do. But shuckling, he says, if that's your style, then it's good. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. He says that's something not to be. That doesn't seem to be a problem. That's not derech gaiva. He doesn't like the head swing one. That Mishnah said that's called Derech Gaiva. There is, I want to add over here a short story of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman davened when he was young, before he was famous, when he was very young. He davened, I think, perhaps with his father, B'chaim Yudaleib, or perhaps just when he got married. He davened, there was a minyan, maybe it wasn't by the coastal, could be, it was by the coastal. I think it might have been by the coastal. There was a minyan by Reb Zech Braverman. There was a famous minyan by Reb Zech Braverman. He was a very, very choshev yid, a tzaddik in Yerushalayim. By the Braverman, a choshev family. And he used to have, there's a geshmak, a davening, was long and extended. I think it was like a proper, heavy, solid, kavanadik davening. And Reb Shlomo Zalman used to go there. Eventually he stopped going there. And he was asked, maybe by his wife, maybe by his young children, why did he stop? He went there for years. Why did you stop going to that minyan? He gave you so much chizek, he davened there with kavanah, why did he stop? And he replied, Shlomo Zalman said as follows, he says, Itaki gave me a lot. But what happened was that Reb Zeirach was that minion, it was like lead. He was like the Baal Tefillah there. He was like the Choshev Tzaddik that he used to have a certain tnuah, a certain movement that he used to do during Avarabah, I think. He used to do a certain movement he used to do with a certain tune, a certain way of doing things. And Reb Shlomo Zalman said, I started copying this. Because I attended that minyan for years, and it was such a warm davening and such a chizik. I noticed that I started copying it. And I realized that if I'm just starting to copy his davening, and I started to just do things the way he's doing things, nope, that's no good. You don't copy somebody else. You can't copy somebody else. That's not me. That's him. There's no point davening in a copying fashion. I'm just copying somebody else's kavanah, somebody else's movements. That's no point. It's got no point. It's got no toichen. It's just a copy. That's nothing. What's the value of that? And therefore I decided, since I noticed myself looking at the mirror and self-assessing myself, I noticed I'm just copying him to some extent. Then I decided I'm not davening there anymore. I've got to develop my own davening. I think it's such a beautiful story. Why is it a beautiful story? To me, because it shows that, you know, at the end of the day, a person has to daven the way he feels. It's him, it's his davening, it's his tefillah. Whether it's with shockling, without shockling, whatever. Don't copy others. Don't look at Yenem. Don't do what other feel. Just do what's yourself. I think it's a very important message within that story. Let's do Sif Aleph. On Shabbos, we add the relevant psukim, which are discussing and referring to the Musaf, called Musaf on Shabbos. Is not necessary. We also do, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, the Chenogin, that's the general minhag in Ashkenazic countries, to publicize that Rosh Chodesh. I think that's the minhag that we have, that we say the psukim on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh as well. Yom Tov is not necessary though. Okay, Rabbi, so to summarize what we learned this evening, we discussed that that we say Parashat Tomit. The reason why is because if a person says the psukim, it's the second best of doing it. Becoming carbonus, at least we speak about it. Better is to learn, says the Mishnah. If you can learn the Gemara, that's even better. We spoke also about the Yerotzen, which is a bit controversial, certainly when it comes to the Tomit, because you can't say that you brought the carbon Tomit, it's a common tzibur. We spoke also about the fact that if you miss it, you should make up for it. The Medakta came a shockle when they learned Torah, because of Torah was given by SS. The Medakta came also careful to shockle during davening, because Kolatz Moshe Tomano. However, when it comes to Shemona Esser, Mishnah says that some don't shockle during Shemona Esser. Either way, Mishnah says do what you feel most comfortable and helps you kavana. And we also said that shockling your head right and left, that's the Chayva, don't do that. In terms of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, one should say the relevant psukim of the Musaf. Okay, Rabbi Stai, we having said it, so we should very, very good Shabbos.